It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson was doing a stand-up show last night, and before performing, the owner, I guess, made a reference to Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande when he was introducing him, and Pete Davidson was ticked off. He thought that he was doing it in a sarcastic way, I guess. He even told him, like, would you open up for me to come out? Like, do not bring up my exes. And Pete was like, I'm leaving. I'm done. Here's a video he posted on social media talking about it.
Hey, guys, in Connecticut, I'm sorry that we had to leave the show before I got to go on. The owner, Vinnie Brand, disrespected me and did something that I told him not to do. And I can't, you know, perform under those circumstances. However, everybody who got tickets to that show, I am doing a free show for you guys. We'll figure out where it's going to be in the next week, and we'll get it all sorted out. Sorry again. This is not your fault.
What a baby.
You think he's being a baby?
Comedians are supposed to have the thickest skin in the world. They're supposed to be the people that can joke about things that make people uncomfortable and shouldn't do. Dude, it's not a death. It's people you dated. Yes, I love Pete Davidson. Get over yourself.
Empire's coming back for season 6. However, Jussie Smollett is not. Fox TV said by mutual agreement, the studio has negotiated an extension to Jussie Smollett's option for season 6, but at this time, there are no plans for the character of Jamal to return to Empire. Sources say Fox is hedging its bets to see what happens in the civil case in which the city of Chicago is suing the actor for the cost of the alleged fake investigation. Jussie will be tried for allegedly faking an attack, and as we reported, Jussie has had lunch meetings with Empire execs, and for a time, it looked like he might come back, but now it just seems like he needs to find other employment. Former Victoria's Secret angel Erin Heatherton has filed for bankruptcy. The ex-girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio is over $500,000 in debt and lists her monthly income as just over $1,000, with $221 of that money coming from friends and family.
Pork chop, is this you? What's going on over here?
Her most valuable assets include the $919 in her bank account, a $995 vintage Japanese jacket, $750 in electronics, and a $945 diamond necklace.
How did she go $500,000 in debt?
Really bad. Blake Shelton says the number one question he gets on The Voice is about fans wanting to know what he's drinking inside of his cup and if he drinks on the job.
I'm tired of the question. I'm just going to show you. I'm going to reach into my cabinet. Oh, look. It's some Smithworks vodka poured in here. And so, of course, I'm drinking alcohol tonight on the show while I'm working. Yes, get over it. All I got to do is set the chair.
Now, do you think we could try doing that? I mean, sure, he works at night, but what's wrong with us working in the morning?
Hey, lots of radio people do that.
Yeah, even people in our market.
And Waka Flocka Flame has canceled his free concert at UNC Charlotte following a deadly... What was that?
I do not know. Let me try that one again.
He canceled his free concert at UNC Charlotte following a deadly shooting on campus. Yesterday afternoon, 2 people were shot dead and 4 others were injured in the shooting, and the university remained on lockdown. Waka did reach out on social media to the students and university as a whole, saying, I pray all my fans are safe and okay. I wasn't sure what was going on. I just landed in Charlotte to terrible news. I will not be able to perform or even make it to the venue. Please, to all my supporters and followers, be safe. Coming up in less than an hour, we will discuss Oprah Winfrey and the reason she revealed that she quit 60 Minutes.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, this is so disturbing, but I feel like people that listen to the show have had it happen. Imagine the person you think is your dad or you think that is your mom. Turns out they're not.
Wow.
Yeah, I got this story. You got to hear the audio. It's just incredible. What she thought she knew is totally not it. It's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.